Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. Welcome, 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 Southern Berkshire. We're broadcasting there on 88.1. We're broadcasting in Pittsfield on 88.7 and on PCTV channel 1301. Boy, is it Monday. Anyhow, a couple of years back, really right at the onset of COVID, some people approached us, or me particularly, and said, is there any way you can help us get some, exposure? Because if we don't get business back, we won't be here next year. So I talked it over with Sean and the guys and gals out there, and everybody said, we'll do 28-minute blurbs for people locally owned and operated business. Now, locally for us now is quite a stretch. It used to be Pittsfield, but that's fine. The bigger, the happier. So today I'm starting it off with a business that's been around forever. And it's called BBE, Berkshire Business Equipment. The guy now that's running it is Dan Proskin, but Dan will fill us in on some of the history. I know his dad well and his brother Weller. Not Weller. That's a word I made up. So, Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. You guys have been a mainstay in Pittsfield through thick and thin for how many years?
So we're in our 75th year in business this year. The company was started in 1950 by a cousin in our family, William Pomerantz. And at that time, it was a printing press, the Berkshire Press, and General Electric at the time had asked Mr. Pomerantz, about maybe dabbling in some office furniture. And so history was made, and Berkshire Business Equipment Company at the time was formed. And throughout the years, the Berkshire Press became a separate entity.
Right.
Was eventually taken over by new ownership and whatnot. And Berkshire Business Equipment continued on. And in the 80s, Mr. Pomerantz was, in his, I'm going to say late 60s then, and asked my dad to become a partner in the company. And, my dad was around until 2020, when he just recently retired and kind of passed the reins on to me. We've all kind of tweaked and grown the company in our own little way. Been around and continue to be around to serve the people in Berkshire County and beyond.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. For and beyond. And, I want to dispel an untruth. It's not just a wholesale house. Dan, they're retail, wholesale, whatever. If you're doing your office, entire office area over, they'll come and price it, because a lot of people would defer to other places, right, because they thought BBE was all wholesale. If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that, I'd be a rich man.
So, I mean, there's really two sectors of our business, Bill. So we are a full service, full circle office interiors company, number one. So I have a staff that will come in, measure your space, do CAD designs of your space, do 3D drawings of your space, and show you what it'll look like before it's even furnished, down to the fabrics and the finishes. And we do this for one office or hundreds of offices all at once. But we also have a showroom at 1595 East Street in Pittsfield. It's a big blue building. You can walk right in. If you're looking for something for your home office, you're looking for one chair, you're looking for one file cabinet, you're looking for one desk. That is the second sector of our business. We welcome you into our building. And Bill, you've been in our building.
I try to
make a warm and welcoming space for all. And we have tons of inventory. This is a 28,000 square foot space. And we have new, we have used, we have scratch and dent, we have one of a kind, huge variety. You never know what you're going to
Yeah.
find in this building. Makes it kind of fun to come back in and explore over and over again because there's just some
Yeah.
odds and ends in here that you wouldn't even think of us for.
And just to go dovetail back a little bit, I have been in that building. I have purchased some what do you call it, scrapes and nicks or dents or whatever.
Scratch
That
and dent,
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the furniture. I got a lot of scrapes and nicks and dents. But I think Dan just made it into it's worth walk in, walk around. And also enclosed in there are 413 shirts. You want to speak a little on that, Dan?
sure. So, once again, this year we've kind of piggybacked. We actually have a couple of businesses in the building now, and we call it the shops at the Big Blue Building. So, 413 Shirts is a screen printing company owned by myself and another partner, and we do screen printing not only for businesses, but right inside the building here is a gift shop that has all things the Berkshires and t-shirts and hoodies and hats and things that say the Berkshires. And just at the tail end of last year, 413 Shirts, through kind of a slight merger, took over and is now marketing and sales for Shire Fire Candles, which has been around in my
Yeah.
family for quite some time. So there's a small showroom space now for Shire
Oh,
Fire
cool.
Candles in the 413 Shirt showroom that's here all the time for people to come in and check out and have an opportunity for to pick up locally made gifts. So
And I want to stress the people you will hear see on this program are locally owned and operated businesses. And why do I push that? Well, I'll tell you. In the good weather, I walk, and I walk early in the morning, and I see various delivery trucks delivering Amazon or whomever. I don't care who it is, but and I listen. I've used Amazon myself, so. But here's the thing: these are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are the people we go to church and temple and synagogue with. And our kids play with each other. So if you can get it here, why not get it here? We're here now. Excuse me. Excuse me. We're hearing now that, small business is the backbone of America. Well, let's support it. And I've known Dan. I know his family. I know his dad. He doesn't really admit he knows me, but he does. But seriously, it's worth a look before you. Office furniture, t-shirt. Oh, Dan, I got a t-shirt thing for you. With a beautiful body like mine, who needs hair? I think that's a good one.
we'll make one just for you, Bill.
Thank you, Dan. And I'll wear it. What's the most challenging part of business today? And you've been in a long time. You've slayed a lot of dragons, but there's dragons out there today.
I mean, the business climate is just unpredictable. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And I took over this business in 2020, and things were on the up and up. And
Yeah.
look what happened. Look what happened in late February, March of 2020. COVID hit, and I've been with this company a long time, and I've been through the typical recession, and I know how it affects this company, but that was a recession like none other. I mean, business just went away, and how do you adapt? And then after COVID, people may recall how long lead times were. I mean, we had instances where a
Yeah.
project wouldn't deliver for 27 weeks, and I have to pay my manufacturers the moment that I initiate a purchase order. So I've got money hung out as a business owner, and you have to get used to these new ways of doing business. I mean, I would say the good news is we're kind of back to normal now. Businesses are kind of saying, let's bring people back to the office at least a number of days of the week. And they're finding themselves with a need to kind of spruce up and refresh, or maybe they've changed the way they've done business post-COVID, so they need to kind of restructure the office a little bit, change away around the way they were doing things. So they bring us in for some feedback and some changes, and or maybe their office was just outdated and they've waited so long and they need to do something now, and they're just playing catch up. So we're finding ourselves to be much more back on track, now than throughout COVID. But one of the other changes in our community that's really kind of opened up new avenues, and I don't like to say this, but big box stores just they sometimes find a way of moving in and moving on. And recently, Staples was has closed down their operation in Burke Crossing, and not that BBE Office Interiors does a lot of office supplies. We do have some random eclectic mix of supplies that comes in at our scratch and dent department, and we put it out and on display and whatnot, but we're not your one stop to come in and pick up printer cartridges or whatever. But I think a lot of people would naturally go into Staples and they would buy their ink and they would see a gaming chair or something that they liked, and it was convenient for them to pick it up while they were there. And that was a small sector of our business that, maybe they were capturing a portion of. And since they're closing, we found a lot of people kind of making their way into our locally owned shop and finding that we have a lot of the same products that they have at similar price points, maybe even a little bit less, or maybe we had alternatives that they weren't even thinking about. But I'm also getting a lot of nice comments that my staff knows what they're talking about and can educate them in what it is that they're truly getting. And when they buy it, they don't have to put it together. They're taking it out of here and they bring it home and they can use it right away. So maybe that was worth a few extra dollars right then and there for not spending hours.
I think the Polish princess would agree with you there because she has since hidden all the hammers in the house. You see, I was trying to hang a picture and it just took so long. When I put the hammer down, it disappeared. So, folks, Dan, if you'd give us your business hours and contact info, please.
So, again, my name is Dan Proskin. I'm the president of BBE Office Interiors, and we're located at 1595 East Street in Pittsfield, Big Blue Building,
Big blue, right next to Worley's.
right next to Worley's. Tons of parking right at the door. You can get in and out of here quick. You can reach us via phone at 442-8217, or you can check our website at bbeoffice.com. On our website, we try, Bill, we try, but our inventory changes almost daily. We have a lot what we call our live inventory site, where you can kind of go in and peek at some things that we have on the floor. It's impossible for us to keep up on it. By the time we post it, sometimes it's sold, but we try to just give people a peek into what we're carrying at any given time. But just know, on a 28,000 square foot showroom, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of furniture pieces in stock at any given time, and it's a rotating collection of new, used, and scratch and dents. So, best to kind of pop in. You're always welcome. Walk through. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30
And especially
p.m.
now, so many people have home offices. You can only work on the dining room table so long. I've learned from experience. The business, I think, I'm hoping that with new administration and both city and town and mayor, governor, I'm sorry. That we're going to see some changes, that we're going to see some positive results. And COVID, well, it's not over, but I don't think it'll ever be over. But it's subdued. And people now, I noticed the other day, just at another big box store, which It was hammered. But then I went to Big Y and you couldn't get down the aisle. So people are out shopping again. I guess where I was going with that. Because I think for a long time, people just ordered online.
Yeah, it's nice to see people out and about, and you know, when it comes, especially when it comes to an office chair, it's so hard to tell what you're getting. And I've always equated buying an office chair to buying a mattress because
Yeah, good point.
you sit in your office chair in some cases longer than you might sleep on your mattress. So, you know, again, I'm not going to say that you can't buy a chair for $100, but this is what I do kind of say is that if you would not sleep on a $100 mattress, you probably don't want to buy a $100 office chair unless you're just sitting in it for an hour a day or less. You know, you probably want to come in and you probably want to get fitted for something that fits to you, feels good, and is going to do the job. And, you know, the staff that I have in here are all either certified or familiar with office ergonomics and
Oh,
can kind of
wow.
look and kind of guide you towards items that will kind of help support you.
Oh, good.
Or at the very least, can be adjusted in a way where you have a good day, it fits. You have a bad day and you need to tweak something, you can tweak out some individual adjustments, the way the back is sitting, or the way the tilt of the chair is, or whatnot. I think the superstores and the internet has done office furniture a really bad injustice in making people think that you can buy a chair for $50 that's good, or you can buy a desk for $50 that's good, but you don't really know what you're getting. So, I mean, you come in here and you can see and touch and feel and sit in before you buy.
And the other piece that I think you brought out and I think is crucial, and that is your people are trained. They know what they're doing. It's not their first job or their, retirement job or one job or whatever. So I often wonder, like interestingly enough, I won't mention a store, but I'm sure people know. I went in to buy some ink, and the guy said, "Well, I'm new here. Today's my second day, and let me check and see where the ink is." Well, it's a whole wall, again, the challenges of business, the challenges, and about delivery. Tell us about delivery, Dan, because you got your own truck.
So I mean, I employ my own delivery and installation company. So I have six guys that work directly for me. Yeah. If you can't take it home today and you do need professional delivery setup and installation, that's a service that we offer. In some
Good.
cases, if it's just a drop off, there might be no charge for that, or whatnot. But even if you need something lugged up to the second floor, we can help you out with that. My guys are trained and they're professional. They're some of the best guys that I know in this industry. And on the flip side, what I didn't mention, Bill, is I mentioned that we do everything from soup to nuts, office design and, you know, assistance with interior design and whatnot. We also don't charge for those services. So, I mean, if you want to come in and you want to explore, we have a lot of companies that come in 2 years, two years before their project, maybe. And they'll say, I just want to know what five offices like this look like and get a budget. So, you know, I can have a sense of what I'm going to be doing 2 years from now. That's stuff that we do, and we don't charge for that. There's a lot of companies that charge hundreds of dollars an hour to do that type of thing. We're right here. We don't charge for it. We hope that you will buy your furniture from us when we bulk these services in for free. But, you know, take advantage of them. We're right here in your backyard. We'll run out, we'll measure, we'll give you the most amazing renderings and kind of bring things to life for you. And then everything we provide is quality, and you have us to back it up warranty wise all the way in, you know, down the road into the future if anything ever goes haywire. So, you know, we're really truly full circle.
You
So,
really, full service too. And I will address this a little bit. When I worked for United Cerebral Palsy of Western Mass, we were relocating to a new office space over in the Eagle Building. And Dan's team came in and did the renderings, and they were basically we followed them one, two, three. Even looking at you couldn't you really could not correct their or if you had a question, who's the guy that does your drawing? He's a great.
Kenny is my project manager designer. He's
Yeah,
a
I can't, you know,
he's an absolute pro. He's been doing this a long, long time. He's better than I can honestly say he's better than anybody that I've met in the industry. He knows
Yeah.
his
And
stuff,
he doesn't
and
take offense.
no.
He's an educator as well as a designer. That's what I found when we were asking him questions. I've worked around designers before that, you know, it's like, this is my baby. Don't you know, well, your baby's kind of ugly, you know, but you don't say that to people. It hurts their feelings. He was just so forthcoming in why he did this and why he put that. Those are the kinds of things for novices, the people who are getting into it. That's so helpful. So helpful.
And the other thing that I just want to mention while I'm on the show with you here, Bill, is when you come in on my showroom, who do you usually see?
You.
Yeah, so I just want to say that I'm not some person here hiding behind a computer screen or behind the
Yeah.
telephone. I am part of the heart and soul of this business, and anyone can pick up the phone. I'm extension number one when you dial in our phone system. Please call me, email me. I will happily work with you, whether it is one chair, one file cabinet, one desk, or you're looking at a full
Even
office.
lighting, even desk lighting is what I find with you. Some of your lights on the desk are amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I'm not going to say that I don't have a great team and you can't work with my team, but I think
Right.
that some people they just want to work with me as the owner and they don't think one item is enough. Call me.
Yeah.
I'm here for the long haul, whether it's one piece or 100, one office or 100. I am this business, so please call me, email me. I'm happy to walk you around and give you a tour at any time. So,
Yeah. And
yeah.
like I said, I say this, you can correct me, Dan, it's your business. But it's almost like one-stop shopping. You have your choice, you pick it out. They match it up with other, you know, complementary whatever cabinets, whatever. And then they deliver it, and if you need it set up, you're a big office operation, they set it up. I mean, instead of and I learned this doing my kitchen and bath downstairs bathroom over. I hired Ronnie Marcella, and I said, I don't want to hear about electricians, plumbers. That's your headache. And I was done. And a good friend of ours he was his own general contractor. And I saw his wife, and she said, if he doesn't get the commode out of the living room by Christmas, I'm divorcing him. So there's the advantage of having a single source with all the in-house things. You freeze up on me, Dan? Dan, I think you froze up on me. Dan? Well, we'll sing Irish songs until he comes back. Really, BBE, it's the big blue building on Outer East Street, right next to Worley's. And while you're there, stop in and see Worley. Dan left. Okay, that worked well. Oh, crap. That ain't me. I got high speed. Proskin. Call Dan Proskin.
Yeah, we lost our internet right in the middle of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it'll let me log back on. Sorry.
Okay. If not, I'll send you another invitation when they can piece it. Is it letting you?
It still says I'm not connected to the internet. Hold on.
Okay.
Gotta love Spectrum.
Oh yeah. I got boosters all over the damn house. It's costing me a fortune.
This is just our internet goes out. It happens to me at home too,
Oh,
at least once a day.
wow. I don't have
Yeah.
that.
There we go. I think I'm back.
Yeah.
Right.
Have
See you in a
that.
minute.
Okay. There he is. Well, folks, we
Sorry.
had a little bit of a technical difficulty. We put it together. The guys at the station are geniuses. They can fix it. So, Dan, once again, the address and the phone number, and go from there.
Yeah, so BBE Office Interiors, 1595 East Street in Pittsfield, big blue building, 442-8217, and bbeoffice.com. You can also email me, dan@bbeoffice.com, or just give me a call. Like I said, I'm number one when you log into our phone system.
Yeah.
So feel free to contact me directly.
And they are a locally owned and operated business. That's the whole trust behind all of these interviews. They're locally owned, they're locally operated, they're our neighbors, they're our friends, there are people we go, well, not me, because I think it's a foolish game golfing with, but really and truly, we have to help each other in these times. I know you maybe can save a dollar or $10, but it's your neighbor.
Yeah,
And
and these are the people that give back to our community, not just me, but Bill, I support as many local businesses as I can when I shop out there in our community. And again, not to knock big box stores, but when you are out on the golf course supporting all these nonprofits, there's hundreds of these signs, and 99% of the signs that are out there giving back to our local golf charity fundraisers and whatnot, are all the local businesses all looking to give back and support our community. So, to me, it's just a big part of supporting who we are as a community, is to shop local.
When we had the store in my teacher's closet, everybody, in the schools and came. And we did our best. I mean, we were anywhere, a big store on North Street, but we would give what we could. And then Walmart came, and they were selling stuff cheaper than we could buy it, and so we had to close. But the issue was, how much did Walmart give to anybody?
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be coarse, but and again, it's worth, you're out there, you're going out there, say to Worley's or the radio station, whatever that's out there on Federico Drive. Pull in, stop and walk around. Like I said, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to see Dan. Really and
Yeah.
truly. Really and truly. And, supporting local business is supporting us, all of us, because of
And I was
more.
just having a conversation with somebody, and I can't remember. I think it was at some kind of locally owned craft fair or something during the holidays. And I was mentioning to somebody all these different things that I had shopped at in the Berkshires or found at these various fairs or whatever. And somebody, whoever this person was, looked at me and said, sometimes if you think you can't find it, you just need to look harder, because there's somebody in our community that
That's
is
right.
doing all these things or selling all these things. And God, wouldn't it be great if we all just looked just a tiny bit harder this year, and so many more dollars would stay right here in the Berkshires.
And again, I would, from my experience there, my experience only, that's all I can address. I found Dan to be competitive, really, and I don't mean that saying it because I know him. I really mean it. See this chair here? Oh,
Yeah.
you can't see it because I'm in it.
Just to speak to that, Bill, I work against companies from the biggest cities. They all come in here working on big projects when they exist here in the Berkshires. And I think my clients find me to be competitive as well. And you get a lot of value added from doing business with me that you don't get from the bigger operations out there. And one of that is just personal service, having me right here in the Berkshires to stand behind it. Because I'll tell you what, when your chair breaks, they're not running people up from the city within an hour to
Fix it.
fix the chair for you. I'll have somebody there within the hour to fix to fix that problem for you. So once again, little value added things, but also at a price
Value
point
added.
that.
No, but they are value added. Thank you, Dan. Folks, it's BBE, Berkshire Business Equipment, the big blue building on Outer East Street next to Worley's and down the road from the stoplight. Dan, best of everything. Say hi to the family and say hi to your dad.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon. Today we are in the midst of doing ads for locally owned, not ads per se, just make you aware of locally owned, locally operated businesses. I have with me somebody today I've known for a long time, have the utmost respect for her, and Joe Tora, Deidre Tora. She owns Deidre's dress shop. And it's not just, let me just dispel this right away. It's not just wedding gowns. It's all kinds of women's dresses, tuxedos, kids stuff. And we're going to go through it. So please stay tuned. It's an interesting show because even I learned a lot about what Deidre does. And I thought I knew. But one of the key things, and I'll pick it up and she can expand upon it, is this. You buy locally like that. You go in the store and you order whatever it is you're ordering. And next thing you know, it has to be altered. She alters it. You don't have to take it down the street to anybody. She alters it. And now you say, well, no big deal. You can do that online. Yeah, after you send it back. And who's going to pin it for you to send back? So, yeah, Deidre's been around how many years now?
Well, in the retail, it's almost 50.
Yeah. See that? She doesn't look, she started when she was really young. her first job was like 11. But, give us a 30,000-foot overview of all your different dresses.
Oh, my goodness. We have bridal gowns from Casablanca, Maggie Sotero, Rebecca Ingram. We carry Casablanca because they're a custom company. If you want to change anything on the dress, the company will do it. We'll send the information to their designers.
That's cool.
The designers will make a drawing and send it back to us so you can approve the changes the way you asked for them. And then they'll make the dress, which is pretty awesome service. Yep. We carry others' dresses. We carry bridesmaids' dresses, flower girl dresses, dresses for first communion. We have tuxedos. We have dresses for special occasions like galas or military balls, prom dresses. We have some everyday dresses, something you would wear to work.
Yes, I saw that. And that today, a lot of people are going back to work, not to interrupt you, are going back to work and got to get a whole, got to get a whole new outfit.
Yeah, I've
got sport coats. I just found them. They're in the back of my closet. I haven't worn them in that many years.
People do dress more casually, but depending on where you work, oftentimes a woman prefers to wear a dress. So we always have some pretty classic dresses. They're not fussy or anything. They're just a nice dress to wear to work. And for some women, I have women that come in, they're mothers, and they said, I haven't worn a dress since I got married.
Oh, wow.
And so for them, it's very uncomfortable to find a dress or shop for a dress. They don't know what to do. And a lot of times we do have pantsuits for women. So a lot of women opt for a pantsuit instead of a dress, but they're dressy. They look formal enough. We also carry something casual like a winter scarf because it's cold. It's cold in the Berkshires. And that's
lately it's been unbelievably cold.
Yeah. And we have jewelry and we have shoes and accessories. And I mean, we try to have as much as we can to service the people in our area. And we have people like some little girls come in, they're 1 or 2 years old. We find dresses for them. And then we have grandma coming in at 95 for, you know, great grandma for the wedding. And it's amazing. Some of these women are absolutely amazing. But we find them something that's comfortable for them to wear. And that's a big part of it. You're not just going to throw something like a strapless gown at a 95-year-old. She's going to look at you like, what? I got to hide from here to here.
But, you know, you built a reputation of trust. You built a reputation of service. You've been around a long time, and you and I were talking off air. We went down a litany of businesses that are gone. Yeah. Some were here for years. If you'd have told my father Rosenfels would have closed, he would have put you in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
But now, not to belabor this, but there was a shop opened up close to you, a bridal shop, and I don't think it lasted a year.
No. And I believe the owner was from Texas. She hired somebody locally here to run the business. Oh. But again, I think the price point for our area was much higher than people are capable of paying for something. And we try to deal with what's here, what's in the Berkshire.
Well, you know your audience. You know your audience. You know your customers. You've been here long enough to know pretty much when someone walks in the door that they're not going to be buying top of the shelf or bottom of the shelf or in the middle.
No, they want something. It has to feel good. It has to look good. Yeah. And it has to be affordable for them. And we do have, I think a lot of people, because our windows are so beautiful, think that everything is too expensive for them in the store. And it really isn't. People are amazed. I have women that from New York City that send friends up to get a dress because they find us reasonable.
Well, that's a credit. That's a credit to you.
Yeah.
That's a credit to you. And you know, when you think of today's price points compared to 20 years ago, 10 years ago, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, as I said before, we used to be on a fixed income. We're both retired. Now we're on a shrinking income. You know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to get a new hair piece, but I couldn't afford it. You know. So now what I'm doing, I'd like to ask you, if you don't mind, when you get your hair done, save me the clippings because I'm weaving a wig.
I cut my own hair, Bill.
Me too. Me too. But, you know, I want to go back to a thing that I really feel is a contribution to the community. And that is Deidre's Windows on South Street and West Street. They are truly, truly, truly a work of art. My wife, every time we go by, we have to sometimes go around and come back up West Street so I can see the other side. She's missed this whole conservation thing. But they're here. They're our neighbors. They've been here. They have a local reputation. and go in there.
Yeah.
If nothing else, you know.
But I'm out. Go ahead.
No, if nothing else, say hi and look around.
When I'm out and about, it's people approach me all the time and tell me how beautiful the windows are and how much they enjoy it. And they drop their kids have to come by and see all the pretty dresses. And they can't wait till it's their turn to come into Deidre's. And the person responsible for those windows is Sharon Martin. And she does a beautiful job. She dreams about these things. And she has she just is excited to do things like that. And she's our accessory person too. If you want to accessorize something, she will sell you from top to bottom. You'll have your shoes, you'll have your entire outfit. That's her specialty.
That's a time saver.
Yeah.
Time and frustration.
Well, in finding places that have those things that you can use, you know, and have it there. But, you know, if you bought the dress and say, I've got to go find shoes, then people go online and they have to order 15 pairs of shoes and try them. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't understand that. I have such limited time that the easy way is.
No, you're exactly right. I tell people all the time, the only thing I have left is time. So don't waste mine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know I don't look it. Thanks for saying it. But I'm in my late 70s now. So, you know, time is very precious. And like, it's like when I hit like any store, they hate seeing me go in the big Y because like a marathon. You know, I stop at the pizza place first so I have enough energy to keep going. But even the big Y's, I mean, everybody today is experiencing inflation, has experienced COVID. How did you handle COVID? Were you open?
We were open. I was open every day. And the reason I was open, even when they closed us, I was open because we place orders so far in advance that if we're not there to accept these packages and they're returned to the company, they won't send us another package. No. And I've got people, merchandise coming in that they ordered pre-COVID or before they closed the shops down. And I had merchandise to come in. So I went in every single day, which was fine for me. There's always something to do. And I worked one-on-one with the customer. I mean, when we're allowed to have somebody in, it was just me and the customer. My girls got by on unemployment and we got grants that I applied for that helped us get through that time. And our landlord lowered our rent to help us out because obviously nobody was coming in to shop. So we got by enough till we could open up again. And it took a while for people to get out of the habit of working online, you know, and coming back to the stores. And, you know, we masked up for a long time. We still disinfect the store.
Yeah.
Every day we come in, we wipe down all the surfaces and just to keep it safe for people. And
And it's adapting the way you do business to the current times.
Yeah.
And obviously you have had a wonderful ability to adapt. You know, in the military they say improvise and overcome. Well, you've done that. You've adapted to a variety of setbacks, a variety of recessions, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but I think we like servicing our area, and I think about it all the time. What would the city do if we're not there?
Right. That's a good
point. I feel for a lot of people, because some people, especially older people that aren't used to the internet, they're not capable of going shopping at all these different malls, then, you know, we're there and we can help them. And, you know, we're handicap accessible. And
yeah,
you know,
that's getting to be I'm going to do a show on that. I hear all the time, we're an aging city, we're an aging county, what are you doing to help the aging? Yeah. Should be more handicapped on North Street. You know, I went out to Home Depot the other day, and I got the last handicapped parking space. That's how many people.
Yeah.
So I'm doing some research on the side, and I walked by down to Walmart, and there were none left.
Oh, yeah. And they have a lot of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of handicapped people in our area, and it's not always the elderly. It's just people that have been injured, people that have diseases that don't allow them to have the ability to walk.
Yeah.
You know, I keep canes in my store for the older women when they're being pinned because they get dizzy on the pedestal, and it gives them something solid to hold on to when they're up there. You know, and they go, oh, this is nice. Thank goodness my husband has that independent mobility. I said, do you have a cane there?
Yeah. And, well, the other piece, too, is, I mean, even with us, we're going to have a grab bar installed coming in the garage because they're steep steps. You know, they were steps made before code.
Yeah.
And but thank you for letting people know you deal with the handicap, too.
That's we have to, you know, not every, you know, they still shop, they still go places.
Yeah, and they still get married.
Yeah, I've done people even done a fitting while they were sitting in a wheelchair because they couldn't stand up.
Sure, so, that's good to know, though.
Yeah.
That's really good to know and let other agencies know, you know. I guess what we were saying off air was that you're a full meal deal kind of thing. The bride goes in, the bridesmaids, the ring bearer, the flower girl, the mom. It's all right, one stop shopping.
Yeah.
And today that's truly a blessing. You know, it really, because I can remember going into Mike's Berkshire Hills or Bessie Clark, and you got the shirt, the tie, the suit, the socks, the shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't know you guys had shoes, too. That's a breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're not casual shoes. They're dress shoes. But pretty much what we sell. We try to have everything there for people that need them. And the company that we deal with is in New Hampshire. So we place an order. If we place it in the morning, it's there the next day. If we place it in the afternoon, it's 2 days. And people can come in and, you know, try them on right away. And because they need them for fittings, too. So for a woman buys a long gown and she's
right.
We need to know where to hem the dress if she needs hemming, and they need shoes. So we try to take care of that, too. But we do our best to service our area. And we pay attention to what people ask for. And when we're buying things for the store, we try to pick up on the things that they ask for and make sure that they're here at the store when they come. So,
for the people and the viewers and the listeners, that's our community. That this is Pittsfield.
Yeah.
This is our community, and now Southern Berkshire, Northern Berkshire. Deidre's, isn't that long a ride to go and one stop shopping, get your gown, your shoes, your hat, whatever. Oh, they don't call it a hat. Whatever you put on a bride's head.
A headpiece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it. People think if they leave their town, that's a massive trip.
Oh, and I know.
About the people in the Boston area that travel over an hour just to get to work every day and an hour back at the end of the day. And we're probably a half hour away from every place county. So it's...
The bride and I lived in Tucson, and I had a 40-minute drive to work, and she had a 30-minute drive to work.
Yeah. And,
you know,
that's just part of work.
Born and raised in Pittsfield. You know, if you, well, you got to go to North Adams, well, you better pack a lunch and get a blanket. But it is true. We have this encapsulated vision of where we live.
Yeah.
And
well, this is what we're used to. So, you know, I mean, the people out in the eastern part of the state, that's a normal part of their everyday life.
That's
but
right.
I don't think people around here would like to extend their work day an extra 2 hours.
No.
By well, having to travel.
I drove through Morningside the other day, just out of trying to reminisce.
Yeah.
Wow. All those places when I was a kid growing up were vibrant, fluid. Houses were kept up. Why? Because they all worked to work and walked to work.
To work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And boy, oh boy, I know there are people who say, well, good riddance to GE, but it isn't just an end of a manufacturing. It's the end of an era of middle class being destroyed. That's my opinion. Well, I got to say this. And that's my opinion. And this, the views and opinions expressed on this program are mine. And those are my guests. They in no way, represent Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White, and the city council, and or the people who are trying to pick up all the stuff that's blowing around that I can hear outside the window.
I actually took my wreath down because it was making noise.
What's the biggest change you've seen in business over the years?
Oh, I would say there's just so much more of everything available to consumers, which oftentimes makes it difficult for them to make a decision. I think we're more dispensable as far as the goods we buy than we used to be.
Yeah.
I come from a large family. So we were brought up, you didn't have a whole lot of clothes, but what you had was quality. It lasted. It got handed down throughout the family. That's ingrained in my head. When I go to buy for the store, it was always important that they were buying something that was going to last them, that you can wear this again. You know, it's not a one-time wear. You know, I'll shorten it, make it into a cocktail dress if it was a long dress. Yeah. Wear the dress. You're paying for it. Where it costs less money the more you wear an outfit. You spend $25, you wear it once, you spend $25. You spend $100, but you wore it 10 times, you spend $10 for that outfit. So that's kind of how I buy. I look at it like the quality of what you're purchasing is important. I don't want things falling apart as soon as people walk out the door. I don't find it very nice.
No, but that's why you have the reputation that you have over all the, that's why you're still in business. I mean, we talked about the ones that have gone under. I'm Solomon's, England Brothers. So for people that have been in, like you, been in business all these years, you must be doing something right. And I think it's customer service and quality products. Those, sooner or later, some of these other places are going to catch on. Fine products for a reasonable price with great service. It's not hard. It's three things. But
the great service is the hard part. But I've got great girls.
It seems to be to me to some places have got it mastered, and other places are really fumbling, stumbling. The other night we went to a place, a chain, and I had dinner, and the waiter could not have been better. Well, Johnny on the spot. Before that, the waitress, she could have cared less, you know? So,
and that's hard because I've employed people over the year. Oh, hundreds of people over the years. And right now, when you come into the store, we're all kind of my age, close to it. But they're people that understand service. You know, I've hired teenagers before. I've had some phenomenal teenagers. Yeah. I can't say I haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's probably the top 2% were phenomenal people. I mean, as far as service, their commitment to the job. But the majority of them were not that. And it's hard because I do believe people come to see us because we offer service. We help them. Some women are not you know, they spend their life in jeans and a sweatshirt, and they come in and they don't know even which direction to take.
Yeah.
You know, and they need somebody to help them do that. And I think that's probably what we do best. We help people find that thing that's comfortable for them, that they can afford, that they agree is perfect for their occasion, which I love.
Yeah. Did you give us your contact and your store hours, please?
Okay. Well, we're located at 2 South Street in Pittsfield, right across from Park Square.
With the beautiful windows.
The beautiful windows. Everybody knows the windows. Our store hours, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 4, Thursdays, 12 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 2. And then we do private appointments on Saturday at 2 o'clock, on Sunday at 10, 12, and 2. So the store is closed. We're just dealing with the group of people you bring to us, and we do them mostly for brides, wedding parties, like bridesmaids groups and tuxedos. Sometimes we do moms. If there's like two moms that come together, we'll do a private for them also. And the hours seem to work better for people who work.
Yeah.
That, you know, if they don't work on the weekend, that becomes an easier time for them to come see us. We are closed on Tuesday. A lot of people want to show up on Tuesday. Closed.
Well, but, you know, I mean, think of what this lady just said. They're there. That's customer service. You can only make it on Sunday. Okay, 10 o'clock Sunday. And that to me is, you know, that to me is a local, independent, locally owned, independently run operation. They don't have a big corporation. And let's face it, we're seeing it ourselves. What's that? Big Lots. The store closes like pretty soon.
Yeah.
Really soon. So, and I used to be honest, I used to love the guy that ran the store, Steve. He retired. But that's a big hole now. That is a big hole. I worked there when it was Adam's Supermarket. Trust me, that is a big store. But predict the future for me.
Oh, I'm getting older, folks.
Well, I just saw that we lost one of my classmates, Plato.
Oh, jeez. I'm sitting there with a plate. Yeah. It would be nice if I could do this forever, and I can't. But I think people should really consider opening a business with the confidence that the local people will support them.
Yes.
I mean, I was in Lenox for 20 years, so people knew me from there when I came downtown Pittsfield to open my store. But a lot of you, if you're just starting out, you don't have a track record. Just hang in there and offer service to people. I think they really appreciate it. When I go out and I'm serviced well at a restaurant or whatever, we make sure that we tip that person.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, you don't need to tip us.
Service, product, and price. This lady has all these years of experience. She knows what will sell in this area. She knows the price point, and she definitely, definitely provides the service. Deidre, I can't thank you enough. And I don't want you to say, oh, one last thing. Tell about the little boys' communion suits. I think.
Okay, we have First Communion dresses and veils. The same company we get our dresses from for First Communion make little boys' suits in white. So if they need that for First Communion, we have them available. We don't have them in store, the little boys' suits, but yeah. We can get them and get them the proper size. And the suit comes with a shirt, tie, vest, jacket, and pants. And it's going to be like probably, I'm assuming, about $85 for the entire thing. So, you know, I think that's a good price. If you were renting it from a tux company, it would be whatever the adult price of the tuxedo is, which is they're over 200 now. So, you know, I think it's important that people know that they can find that in our area.
Yeah.
Also, little girl dresses for father-daughter dance. We have a whole bunch of them. They're so cute. We just love the little girls when they come in, our little princesses. Just come on and visit the store.
Yes, you don't have just to go in the store and go there and when Deidre's there, because and just say you heard it, or any of the ladies there will take wonderful care of you.
Yeah.
Deidre, I can't thank you enough. I really can't. And my best to Joe. And I do this every time. God bless. I know it upsets some of you, but it's my belief. Today, let's lift somebody's burden. Let's make somebody smile. We're all in this together. And we need each other. We really do need each other. Thank you.